management, or advertisers.
Good evening and welcome to KCEO Radio AM 1000. This is the 11th Hour Ministries Bible Study coming to you live from San Diego, California. This is a 20th century application to timeless instruction according to the Bible and the Word of God. We are here to study the mystery of the gospel of God through the Bible and the specific Word of God through His Scripture. Tonight, we would like to study the Bible in certain categories and topics relating to our Christian walk with God and the way that we interact with each other, the way our fellowship on the planet Earth is with each other as far as do we interact properly with each other? Do we live a life that God would bless? Do we please God in our works and in our actions? And so tonight we have some powerful questions that we're going to be asking. We do study the NIV Bible, and so we would recommend that you get a copy of the NIV Bible for those who do have Bibles nearby. For those who are in the car or just sitting in the room listening, we will be reading the scripture for you. And we'll be taking some phone calls later in the evening, which, if you want to grab a pencil, we can give you the phone number for the station here. It is 1-800-292-5236. Again, that number is 1-800-292-5236. Once again, this is the 11th Hour Ministries. We've assembled a website for people to refer to as well, and that website is 11thhourministries.net. And we recommend that folks who listen to the program this evening, if you have any comments or questions, to go ahead and drop a line to the internet and leave some suggestions, if you would, to improve the works that we're going to try to do here for God this evening. And so with all that said, once again, we are NIV Bible, 11th Hour Ministries at KCEO Radio AM 1000. Tonight's topic is what we're going to call couch potato Christians. And the reason why we've labeled this topic such is that the question for us all is, in our daily walk, in our lives, have we gone out of our comfort zones for God lately? We do believe that here at the 11th Hour Ministries that life is not a spectator sport and shouldn't be. We should be participating in a godly way in our communities, in our schools, in our churches, and with our neighbors and brothers. And so the question for each one of us, really, to search your soul, to wonder, do you really get out of your comfort zone for God? When we say couch potato Christians, we're saying, think outside the popcorn box, if you will. Sitting back on the couch of life, eating a box of popcorn, watching life go by. The question is, have you done or are you doing things according to the Bible in a very matter-of-fact fashion? Are you reading your Bible? Are you following the word of the Lord? And are you applying the scriptures and commands and decrees that God set for us through the book in your daily routine? What comes to my mind would be that the Colosseum in the Roman era was a place where, similar to some of the nonsensical television shows that we see on TV today, they would have entertainment at the Colosseum that seated roughly 50,000 people. And their entertainment was to take Christians and throw them to the to lions that had not been fed for a week or so, throw them to the Roman soldiers, the gladiators, and have them mauled and killed. And when we go and search the hearts and minds and souls of the people who were the Christians that were at the edge of the Colosseum, and just with an armed guard on either side of them, they're looking down in the pit, and there are ferocious lions and gladiators with, you know, sharp instruments and tools that were going to be taking their lives in minutes. They were asked the question, if you claim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we're going to throw you in this pit and you will die. And the real question for each one of us has to be, are we living a life just like this Christian on the edge of the Colosseum, while there's 50,000 people sitting back waiting for your body to be torn? Would you say yes? Would you say yes, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior? Would you go in the pit for God? That's the type of questions that we're here to ask of each one of us, to provoke, you know, the thought that this is a very, very serious matter. The Bible gives clear instruction as to, you know, the way we are to live our lives. And one of the things that we've put this program together for is we call it the religion of convenience. And we find that in our modern day age, where the world as we know it is becoming lost and drifting from, you know, what is proper, there's so much corruption and hatred and war, and it just can't be pleasing to God. And what we're wondering is, and we do have a catchphrase, which is keeping it real. You know, this is a fired up fellowship program that we've put together. We're here to, you know, have God talk with a pulse. It's a Bible highlight hour that really is to provoke thought into action. We're here to try to, in a bold way, you know, ask these tough questions, because are we really Christians that make a difference, make an impact, or are we just going through the motions? Are we just punching the clock in life and going through the motions? And if we're in a comfortable spot in our lives, in our Christian walk, then we feel here at the 11th Hour Ministries that we are not doing what God wants us to do. God is asking us to go out of our comfort zone, to do the right thing, to change the world for the better, and to share His good news. And so, with all this being said, we'd like to share a song with you that gives a flavor of another portion of where we're wanting your hearts to be drawn to. So,
the place where I used to go. Today I saw that same old crowd I knew before. When they asked me what had happened, I tried to tell them.
Thanks to Calvary,
I don't come here anymore.
Thanks to Calvary,
I am not the man that I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary,
things are to me and before. While the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell them,
thanks to Calvary,
we don't come here anymore. Then we went back to the house where we used to live. My little boy ran and hid behind the door. And I said, son, oh, little boy, don't be afraid, because you've got a brand new daddy now.
Thanks to Calvary,
we don't live here.
That's right.
that I used to be.
Thanks to Calvary.
Things are different than before. Joe, while the tears ran down my face, I tried to tell my little boy. I said, son, thanks to God.
Thanks to God.
We don't live here. No, thank God. We don't live here anymore.
And welcome back to KCEO Radio AM 1000, the 11th Hour Ministries, Bible-based study, fellowship, program. We just love God so much around here, and if that song just doesn't hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's life before you know God is, there's something missing. There's a void in your heart. I happen to come from a place where I've been a businessman for 20 years. I was very successful in business. I also had many things achieved. I accomplished many great things according to the world standards in business. Some small amount of fame, some fortune, a lot of money, a lot of big boy toys. Unfortunately, I found my way into the world of drugs and alcohol, and I was just living a life that was according to the world standards. And there came a time in my life where I knew there was something missing, and I was repenting from behaviors that I didn't feel good about, but I couldn't find myself. I couldn't find the answers to the mysteries of life, so to speak. And I would go to my friends and family and ask for advice, and everyone has their own opinion. So eventually, of course, I was bouncing around like a pinball. When I would ask for advice from one person, I would get their opinion. Then I would go to another person, get their opinion, and et cetera, et cetera. And then God actually had me find my way into a church that these folks taught me how to read the Bible. And I did have Bibles all my life. They were great dust collectors. They looked great on my shelves in my fancy houses with my nice furniture and things. But they actually helped me to open my Bible and learn how to read it. And the Word of God just blew me away. And the fact of the matter is that there's the reason for this radio program being put together. We don't have any sponsors that are paying for this program. We're not asking for your money. We're here to share God's love and God's truth. And tonight it's all about just revering our Lord and just cherishing Him and thanking Him. This is the way we show our gratitude for all the things that God has given in way of deliverance from a life of sin and immorality and confusion. All those things come from Satan, and we're just, once again, trying to focus on the truth according to the Word of God through the NIV Bible. This is the 11th Hour Ministries. The phone number, once again, we will open the phone lines at 1-800-292-5236. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-292-5236. So if you have anything on your mind this evening that you'd like to talk about, please give a call. Any praise reports, or if God's, how God's moved powerfully in your life lately, things of that nature. But once again, we do call this a miracle in motion. Because it is God's Word. And when we read His Word and we watch His works being done in changing people's lives and hearts and turning them from sin to proper obedient behavior according to Him, we watch their lives get blessed. We watch their a lot of changes, and it's all for the good. We do call it keeping it real, and that's because we are kind of bold and forward in what we're talking, the topics that we're talking about here. It is a family hour. There will be no obscenities or anything that we've learned to put up with in our society today. And so we do want to go back and refocus once again on the fact that it is the 20th century application to timeless instruction. This is the Word of God. This is His gift to us as the Bible. And it's the mystery of the gospel that we seek. We're trying to do an archaeological study, so to speak, in the Word of God and in our through our hearts to find out what message He has for us. And so one thing, the topic tonight is couch potato Christians. The question is, you know, would you go in the pit for God, so to speak, in a literal way? There were also people who were burned at the stake. And the question is, can you imagine the person that was tied to a stake that was given the choice? If you claim Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, that you will burn in front of the town as an example to all that this is improper, you know, according to their standards. And it's a really tough question, because you got to really be honest with yourself and ask, would you take the match? Would you go in the pit? Well, we're here to say that, you know, according to the Word of God, this is not a relationship that He expects to be lukewarm. The Bible clearly says that God wants all of us. He wants us all in. He wants us total dedication. And in our faith, God will bless our lives. He will guide us, and in the instruction of the Bible will continue to perpetuate goodness in our lost and dark world. And so at this point, we're going to switch gears, and we're going to start talking about one topic that we can all relate to. That is the Constitution of the United States of America. And according to the Constitution of the United States of America, we are a country that was built on God being the center of our Constitution. God bless America. And, you know, we have a set of rules and regulations in our country that have defined us as a nation, have outlined what behavior is acceptable and what behavior is not. And isn't it ironic that in a country that we believe is so great and we have such a love for and admiration for, that we're sitting, or are we sitting by like a couch potato Christian and watching it slip through our hands, what our forefathers put in place for us, what this country is based on, with programs out there? You have shock jocks on the radio. There are people on TV with these sexually immoral TV shows right in the middle of the day for our children to see. You have movie stars in Hollywood and all the glamour and glitz and all the things that have all the role models in life. What's happening to our country? What's happening to our world? Are you comfortable with what you see? Well, here at 11th Hour Ministries, we are very uncomfortable with what we see. The filth that comes out in radio stations of shock jocks in America is appalling. It's detrimental. There's a TV program on midday that it's total sexual immorality. It's just filth. That's the bottom line. That's why we call it keeping it real. We're calling it like it is. Hollywood marriages. How long do Hollywood marriages last? I mean, what a mockery of what true marriage is meant to be and was supposed to be. And, question is, if we're going to be sitting back and allowing God to be taken out of the Pledge of Allegiance, God to be taken out of the Pledge of Allegiance, is God really blessing America? Is this really God bless America? Are we still stand for the same things we once did? Are we going to make excuses as Christians, or are we going to make changes? The question is, oh, there's politicians and there's all these people who have made choices, and you know, bureaucracy has taken the word God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. And well, as far as we're concerned, we've given in. We've said uncle to the system. And it's our call from 11th Hour Ministries that we unite as a team of believers in God. Who runs this country? Who runs this world? How big or how small is our God? And we say, it's time to fight for our right. We're tired of getting ripped off by Satan. That's the bottom line. And so we're asking that everyone get united in a way to understand that, you know, this is really becoming God-less America, not God-bless America. So the question, what team are we on? We at this point in time are making a stand putting a line in the sand and saying no more. We're not going to take anymore. We're not going to stand for this type of behavior. And actually, let's by according to the Word of God, create a new set of standards. Three classes of citizenship. The Bible says the meek will inherit the earth, and here we are, you know, putting up fences on borders where, you know, the once upon a time Indians owned our land, and here we are claiming it to be a land that is ours. Well, it really belongs to God, doesn't it? The question is, if we were to set up a new set of standards for this world as Christians and a movement, a revolutionary movement, which gives three different categories, the good guys, the undecided, and the bad guys. And so what our purpose here today is to actually implement that new set of classes of citizenship and say, you know what? We make the rules. God's people make the rules because God makes the rules in the Bible. Now, the challenge today is, are you on the good guys team? If so, then we're asking you not to be a couch potato Christian. Get busy doing something for God's kingdom to perpetuate it in a great fashion. Move it forward in some way. When's the last time you did a random act of kindness for a perfect stranger? When's the last time, does a handshake still make a deal for you? Who's going to make a difference if we don't? When are we going to take back what Satan is taking away? So if you are on the good guys team, please get out of your comfort zone if you are in one. And for you those who are fighting the good fight, God bless you. And we love you with the love of the Lord. This is no game. This is our children's 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 children are being affected here. I mean, look at the world as it is in just how we're poisoning it with, you know, the air. Look outside, breathe the air. You can tell, you know, we're heading in the wrong direction. Those who are undecided, well, God is a very patient God, and he has mercy and grace. And thank him for all that, because none of us would be here without it. And so we would encourage you to seek the truth through the Word of God and not to ignore it, because ignorance of the law is no excuse. So do understand that God has made a covenant with each one of us, and he fully expects us to honor it. And if we choose to not honor it, he will make sure that we are aware that we're doing wrong, and the consequences of that are hell. That's the end. So for the folks who purposely choose to perpetuate sin, for the folks who purposely choose to perpetuate filth and immorality on our TVs and radios, well, we're basically saying we're here to put you out of business. So, yep, you heard it right on 11th Hour Ministries. We're coming for your job in a godly way through the Bible. We intend to pray that God speaks in the Bible that Jesus comes like a thief in the night. And we pray that he will to correct the wrongs that are taking place in your behavior and turn you to him. we're hoping that God would reveal to take the blinders off your eyes and take the ear muffs off your ears, open your hearts and your minds and your souls and your spirits so that God's works can be done. It's just such a joyous and beautiful thing to honor our God, and he wants his children to be blessed. And there's no reason that sin needs to be used to make forward progress in our lives or to make money. There's so much harm and filth attached to the wrong way, and it doesn't have to be that way. And so at this point in time, I'd like to go into the reasons why we're able to say these things, which is that according to the Bible, the Word of God, which will back up all of what I've just said, on the 11th Hours Ministries here, we are on KCEO Radio AM 1000. We are going to open the phone lines, 1-800-292-5236, for anyone who wants to call with anything on their mind. Please do drop a line at 1-800-292-5236. But we're encouraging you folks right now to grab a copy of the NIV Bible. It's a very easy, user-friendly Bible to read. The scripture is the hand of the prophets that wrote the Bible, according to the Bible, was carried by God. And so there are a few different versions of the Bible. You have the King James Version and a few of the older English type of copy. But folks used to talk differently back then. So now, for a more modern-day application of the Bible, you find that the NIV is a very user-friendly, it's a New International Version is what it's called, very user-friendly copy of the Bible that the text is really able to be read very effortlessly. And so with all that said, I'd like to go back and start to look at some of the covenants that God has made with his children. And that is you and I. And God doesn't have any grandchildren. He loves every single one of us like his own. There is no man greater than another on this planet Earth. According to him, your value of, it's all God's money. And if you think that your money makes you greater than another man, you're woefully mistaken. It's all God's money. Everything on the planet Earth, according to the Bible, has been given to you by God. And we're encouraging you to find a good Bible-based fellowship, practicing church to go to in your area. If for those who are in Southern California here with us in San Diego, I happen to belong to what's called the Lighthouse Church, and that's located in Oceanside, California. What an awesome church. A place where God is alive and well. Pastor Mike is just on fire for God. The word is heard straight from the Bible. The body and blood is given just like the Bible instructs in every meeting. It's true scripture, true fellowship, real believers loving each other, trying their best for God's kingdom to move it forward in a great way. And so I would encourage anyone in San Diego area that the Lighthouse Church, once again, in Oceanside, California, that's where I attend, and it is just one phenomenal church. But wherever you are and wherever you're listening, we super encourage you to find a Bible-based, fellowship-based church that is reading from the Scripture itself. Man's opinion is virtually worthless outside of the Bible. We at the 11th Hour Ministry say, if it's in the Bible, we believe it, and if it's not, we don't. Pretty cut and dry. Once again, we're keeping it real. This is a miracle in motion. The world is drifting, what I say is in the wrong direction by far, based on the current events and things of that nature. We will be taking calls here at 1-800-292-5236. This is KCEO Radio AM 1000. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-292-5236. Now, going into scripture here in Genesis, this is Genesis 9:12. And this scripture wraps up basically what we've just been talking about, is that God made a covenant with all of us. Our God created this world. He created everything in it. We're not monkeys' uncles. And, you know, this is real. God came to bring man to the earth and to have a covenant with him. And this is exactly what the Bible says according to that. And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you for all generations to come. I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind." All living creatures of every kind. "Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever a rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it, and I'll remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth." So God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all life on the earth." And so God is making a covenant with us. And to question whether there is a God or not, how do we think that life is in our... How do we wake up every morning and have life in our bodies and air in our lungs? There are scientific things that can explain everything up till, oh, how are we alive? What makes us, who is the spirit in us? And so we know by all means that any rational human can understand that there is a God who keeps us ticking, keeps us alive, and he's alive and well, and it's our job to revere him and to honor him. He's our Father, and we're to show him great gratitude, and if it's not for his mercy, we're in a heap of trouble in this world. And so we're now going to turn over to another scripture that does also continue to go along these lines, which will show what God will, what he will do with a broken covenant, which is really very, very discomforting. In Jeremiah 7:23, it says, "But I gave them this command, obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in all the ways I command you, that it may go well with you." But they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed the stubborn inclination of their evil hearts. They went backward and not forward. Jeremiah 7:28. "Therefore say to them, this is the nation that has not obeyed the Lord its God or responded to correction. Truth has perished. It has vanished from their lips." Now we go over to Isaiah. This is 58. I'm sorry, Isaiah 59. "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear." Powerful. Think about that. "Surely the arm of the Lord is not too short to save, nor his ear too dull to hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear." It takes one sin to separate us from God. And the more we defy our God, the more we defy ourselves. And God is, he is not going to be mocked. He will not, cannot be mocked. We'll go to here to Psalms, which relates to the lost world that we live in, that we're speaking of, as far as the radio and television programs and Hollywood, things, the smut and filth that has been produced for way too long and perpetuated it and put it in our faces for way too long. this is more scripture that, that relates to that. This is Psalms number 38. Psalms 38:3 says, because of your wrath, there is no health in my body. My bones have no soundness because of my sin. My guilt has overwhelmed me like a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds fester and are loathsome because of my sinful folly. I am bowed down and brought very low. All day long I go about mourning. My back is filled with searing pain. There is no health in my body. I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, O Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart pounds. My strength fails me. Even the light has gone from my eyes. Psalms 38:17. And my pain is ever with me. I confess my inequity. I am troubled by my sin. And this is the clincher. Psalms 39:1. For all those who have a radio program that perpetuates filth and slime and people who have television programs that, that are all sexually immoral, here's the scripture that you really need to know. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth. And so that's just what the Bible says. We're just keeping it real around here. But we do have a strong conviction about this type of concept, as you can tell. This is the 11th Hour Ministries, KCEO Radio, AM 1000, San Diego, California. We are going to take calls, if anyone would like to call in, at 800-292-5236. Again, that number is 1-800-292-5236. This is a Bible Highlight Hour. We are afraid of the dark at the 11th Hour Ministries. Here the door is always open, the light's always on. We believe this is a public service announcement from God. We're geared for hungry Christians who are wanting a bold new Bible-based fellowship program. It's God Talk with a Pulse. And we're here for table turning and mountain moving. Make no mistake about it. This Bible's real. The words in it are to be followed by the letter. And we believe that it's high time that someone step up and start to, you know, take back what Satan is ripping off of this world is the truth. And so this miracle in motion will perpetuate forward. And we believe that as a united group of people praying for the same purposes, that God will bless this ministry to be able to make a humongous difference in this world. As a matter of fact, we believe it can turn the world around. We believe that, that we can have God back in the Pledge of Allegiance. God, how big is our God? How big or how small is our God? Our God's big. Our God is the most, is the highest, mightiest God there ever will be or was. And so we're keeping it real at the 11th Hour Ministries. And we're going to switch gears here a little bit and go back into, once again, in Leviticus. This is a really powerful scripture for when we're looking at the reward for obedience and the punishment for disobedience. I encourage you to read this scripture thoroughly. It's pretty lengthy, so we're not going to go into it in great detail because we do have a lot of work to be done here with the short 20 minutes left. But I do encourage you to look at Leviticus 26. Do not make idols or set up an image or a sacred stone for yourselves, and do not place a carved stone in your land and bow down to it. I am the Lord your God. Observe my Sabbaths, and have reverence for my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commands, I will send you rain in its season, and the ground will yield its crops, and the trees of the field their fruit. Your gnashing through will continue until the grape harvest, and the grape harvest will continue until planting. and you will eat all the food you want and live in safety in your land. I will grant you peace in the land, and you will lie down so no one will make you afraid. And then it goes on to give more of the rewards for obedience. Well, in Leviticus 26:14, it says, but if you will not listen to me and carry out all these commands, and if you reject my decrees and abhor my laws and fail to carry out all my commands and so violate my covenant, I will do this to you. And this is God, and this is a promise, and God does not and will not break a promise. I will bring upon you sudden terror, wasting diseases and fever that will destroy your sight and drain away your life. You will plant seed in vain because your enemies will eat it. I will set my face against you so that you will be defeated by your enemies. Those who hate you will rule over you, and you will flee from even when no one is pursuing you. If after all this you will not listen to me, I will punish you for your sins seven times over. I will break down your stubborn pride and make the sky above you like iron and the ground beneath you like bronze. Your strength will be spent in vain because your soil will not yield its crops, nor will the trees of the land yield their fruit. If you remain hostile toward me and refuse to listen to me, I will multiply your afflictions seven times over, as your sins deserve. I will send wild animals against you, and they will rob you of your children, destroy your cattle, and make you so few in number that your rows will be deserted. If in spite of these things you do not accept my correction, but continue to be hostile toward me, I myself will be hostile toward you and will afflict you for your sins seven times over. And it goes on. Well, I highly recommend that if you have a pulse, you pay attention to those words, because God is not mincing words. It is black and white. There's no in between. And for those who, we talked about the three classes of citizenship, the good guys, get busy, let's do our jobs and perpetuate the kingdom and the Bible according to the Word of God, according to the Word of God. Not the Bible according to us or some guy. Let's keep it real and let's keep it accurate by the scripture to perfection as well. The good guys, let's try not to be couch potato citizens. Let's get out of our comfort zones and get to the edge of the Colosseum. And for the mystery of the gospel and the timeless instruction, go in the pit. Go in the pit. For those who are undecided, if the words that you just heard, I hope, were provoking enough to make you think more about what we're saying here on this program, 11th Hour Ministries. This is called 11th Hour Ministries because the time is short. This world is drifting. We need folks to really pay attention. And so we're asking you, we're begging you to get with someone who's got a Bible. If you don't have one, go find a church in your area that has a fellowship program and a Bible-based church, a place that reads from the Bible, not the Bible according to a church, the preacher, or the church itself. Man will always disappoint each other. Don't rely on any man. This is the reason why we're here, is to tell you that it's the true Word of God that we want for you folks to be able to connect with. It's the true Word of God through the Bible. And for the bad guys, well, good luck, because we've had enough. We're not going to take it. We're going to keep the heat on. We're going to be praying for God to turn you to a new direction. We're going to be praying for God to bring you a different way. And that's really, this is a very powerful scriptures that we're into here, obviously. But if you want to know why we're, you know, putting this whole program together, it's just because you're listening to a man who is a sinner saved by grace. I once lived by the world standards. I had all pretty much everything you could imagine in the world and of the world. I've made millions and millions of dollars in business over my career. I'm 46 years old. I've seen, there were times when alcohol, I would use that as my painkiller, drugs as my painkiller, relationships, immoral relationships with women outside of, you know, having relationships outside of marriage, and just everything of the world I could think of to try to satisfy my desires and ease the pain. And those things just, they don't make it. And eventually I ran out of options. I did everything on the planet Earth you could possibly imagine to be able to find what I thought was missing. And as soon as I ran out of options, I ended up with a book. It's called The Bible, the New International Version of the Bible. I belong to a place called the Lighthouse Church in San Diego, California, where the NIV Bible is read. God is alive and well, and I super highly recommend. This is a church that I've hunted for many years to try to find a place where God's true word was being perpetuated and honored. These folks are just on fire for God. They do it right. Like I said, the word is read straight from Scripture. We do have a another portion of the show now that we're going to step into, and that is that we're going to go to a little news segment right now. We're going to do something a little unusual for what we think folks would be prepared for here on this radio program, KCEO Radio AM 1000. Can you hear the ticking? Well, folks, that to us is what the 11th hour ministry is all about. Listen, clock's ticking. Get busy. We got to take this serious. This is God's word. This is God's truth. It's his gift. This is the Bible. Read it. Know it. How are we showing our God our thanks? If God's been good to you in your life, he wants to give us this day our daily bread. That means read your Bible like you eat. Three meals a day. How many times are you reading your Bible a day? How can you have an intimate relationship with God if you're not having more time in the Bible with him? This is how we nurture our souls. This is how we show God our thanks and gratitude. But we're going to do a little news program right now. And so what we do is we've taken the standard format, which is generic news that we all watch every day. And I actually don't watch it, but that's something that's a personal choice. I just, it's very saddening to me. And the question is, if we're to talk about the news program here, world news, according to the 11th Hour Ministries, let's talk about sports. Steroid use, dogfighting, and gold medals being revoked. Okay, let's skip over to weather. Firestorms raging across many places in our world. Tornadoes and tsunamis. Elections, politics, elections, corruption, false promises, deceit, lies. Okay, I guess we'll go to entertainment. It's got to be some good news somewhere. Britney Spears. That's a train wreck. Howard Stern, Jerry Springer. Well, you make your own opinions there. Business, greed, housing market meltdown. We think that our homeless people are still hungry. That's the one thing when you got millions of dollars and millions of dollars in some people's hands, and you got a guy who can't eat dinner. What on earth is wrong with that picture? Okay, I guess we'll switch over to world news. Hey, there's war ravaging the Middle East. Child sex slavery in Thailand. I've read an article recently about that, which is just pathetic and just breaks my heart. Can you imagine what these things are doing to our God? And now let's go to current events. School shooting. 18 people shot over the weekend, last week, in a school. They're going for their education. Well, how on earth could there be any news of that that was worth watching unless you want to do something about it? If that's okay with you, then you're obviously on the bad guys team. And if you're undecided or on the good guys team, we are here to provoke you into moving off the couch. Let go of the box of popcorn. Get off the couch and let's get busy and get our word in, our nose in the word, get our minds in the scripture, read the word of God and get in his moving forward for his kingdom. The call is urgent. The clock is ticking once again. Listen, what's happening? Are we getting any better? Are we moving in the right direction? Are we fired up Christians? Is a miracle in motion going to take over and challenge every single sin and crime and atrocity to mankind that I just spoke about? Can we put a group of people together who really truly does care about this, what we're seeing take place in our world? Well, at this fired up fellowship, We absolutely are. We're here to turn over the tables and start moving some mountains, whatever it takes, unified in prayer. That's what we're asking. We're asking everyone to read their scripture. The Bible says the prayers of a righteous man are powerful and effective. You know what that means? That means we have to get as righteous as we can possibly get within ourselves, and only each one of us knows where our maximum level of righteousness is. And with that being said, we need to pray, and we need to pray unified. We need to pray unified prayers. We need to pray for God to come along and, like a thief in the night, take away from those people who promote sin and filth, to take their power away, hopefully have them turn to God and do his will and his way. And if not, turn and burn. That's it. Turn or burn. Those are your choices. But the people who are undecided, make no mistake about it, we're not here to tickle your ears. This is real. This is the true word of God, and we're asking you to get a Bible and read it for yourself and get to know the word of the Lord, and it will change your life forever. For the people who are on the good guys team, let's get busy getting out of the comfort zone. Is this God bless America or God less America? It looks like it's getting less to me. Well, with all that being said, there are some other scriptures, and this is in the last 7 minutes of the program here, we're gonna have some fun, and we're gonna share God's love for our his children and what he will bring to his children for their obedience. This is Psalms 23 we're gonna go to, and this could be a scripture that folks are readily able to relate to. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. And then let's switch over here to... I have Frankie written on here. I have a brother who actually passed away of an overdose when he was a young man. And this is a Bible that I was reading at the time when he passed. And Strawberry Fields and Frankie I've written inside the Bible. That's a personal shout out to my young brother. But this is Psalms 27:14. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. This is now goes to Psalms 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Psalms 28:8. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. This is Psalms 29:4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. Psalms 29:7. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. Then we go to Psalms 30. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me. Psalms 30, number 5. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Psalms 31, 5. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth. And let's see what else we have here. This is just tasty, tasty scripture here. We're going to go to Psalms 34, 4, in our last 3 minutes of programming. Here at the 11th Hour Ministries, KCEO Radio, AM 1000, we're asking you to be a part of this team. We want you on our team. We want, if you're in North County, San Diego area, we ask you to attend the Lighthouse Church once. Just give it a shot. See what it's all about. This is a place where God's alive and well. And we super encourage you to head there and be part of one of the services. But let's go on here with Psalms 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. And this goes to Psalms 34, 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. And this is Psalms 34, 17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. So, with the last minute and a half we have here, we at the 11th Hour Ministries, we ask you to go to 11thhourministries.net. And let us know how you think we did here with this programming this evening. We are open to correction. We're open to positive, constructive criticisms. We delight in just trying to perfect what we're the mission here for God and His Bible, the truth, the Word of God. We're so grateful to our brother Jesus, who hung on the cross for us all. And shed his blood for all of our sins. And we just want to thank the folks who are listening this evening. We hope that this has been a thought-provoking and encouraging time to listen to the radio. We do ask you to come back next week because this is every Sunday evening we'll be having more of the same. We'll be opening the phone lines at 1-800-292-5236. But once again, may God bless you and yours, and may we all go on to do our part for God's kingdom, living the best way we know how, and according to his plan and his decrees. God bless you. Amen. We love you with the love of the Lord.
The place where I used to go. Today I saw.
This community events calendar is brought to you as a public service of AM 1000 KCEO.